Welcome to the porch, where, as the saying goes, we sit long, preferably with a companion, talk much, or little, depending on the mood, and laugh often. It's where we listen to the birds in the morning and the crickets at night. It's where we shoot the breeze, solve world problems, make music, and tell the occasional tall tale. Or we sometimes just sit for a spell and find rest for the soul. Here at the Collins home, we just call it porching.
Lazy afternoon, here in my heart, I know that it's true.
It's been a busy couple days, and I'm looking forward to some porch therapy with you. I'm Pam, also known as the Bee Lady, and today I've been thinking about our daily walks up and down the driveway and how much less winded I am now, even after jogging up the rather steep incline. However, we had an experience the other day that certainly raised my cardio while walking and on the way down.
Daylight today can carry me through good times and hard.
Picking up the mail is generally an uneventful venture, but yesterday certainly took me by surprise. It was a bit cool with off and on rain, so we decided to take a quick walk down the driveway to check the mailbox during a sunny break. Halfway down, I stopped, noticing that I was about to step on a pile of sticks. Well, those sticks suddenly coiled up, and that's when I realized I was now straddling a snake, and it was not small. The not-so-graceful leap and mid-air scream were truly impressive, guaranteeing that both my and Steve's cardio were elevated. I assume the fellow was simply doing what we all do on a day like this, stretching out and soaking up that precious sunshine. Now, I'm not particularly fond of or frightened of snakes. It's the surprise factor that gets me. We don't often get so close up and personal. And I'd prefer a little heads up before those chance encounters. This driveway visitor was not a happy camper. Worried for its safety, Steve grabbed a stick and tried moving it off the gravel so it wouldn't get run over. Well, that angry serpent lunged out at him, bit the stick, and hung on as he carried it by its mouth to the grass. And then it dropped, coiled up, hissed, and rattled its tail at us before slithering off. What? Until yesterday, I didn't worry much about rattlers. They don't normally hang out in our area, and I always figured they'd give me a warning tail shake before doing any damage. But could it be? Well, we did a bit of a deep dive into local snakes, comparing the photo I'd taken. We learned that both fox snakes and bull snakes also rattled. Ha! Almost fooled me. Turns out our visitor was no danger to humans and actually handy to have around as they make a fine meal of many pesky rodents. Snakes aren't nearly as frightening as those rodent-like creatures that fly. Like mice, snakes generally stick close to the ground. But bats, oh dear Lord, help us. They are just so freaky with their beady eyes and sharp fangs. They softly swoop in circles, dipping right over your head and disappearing and reappearing in the most unexpected places. Outdoors were fine. They dive from the old chimney at dusk, eat their weight in pesky mosquitoes, thank you, and pretty much stay in their own lane. We're in the porch, they're in the yard. However, they occasionally find themselves lost inside our old farmhouse, having crept in as little as a quarter inch opening. Ugh, regardless of how vigilant we are, there is no sealing off every crack and crevice in our 1896 limestone basement. In such cases, my go-to is an upside-down laundry basket over the head as I crouch in the fetal position and desperately call for help. I woke one night to the flutter and saw a familiar shadow circling above our bed. The covers over my face muffled the scream. Steve leaped into action with the badminton racket he keeps handy for such purposes. Give that man a cape. Living on the outskirts of civilization, in other words, the country, I've simply learned to cope with our fellow residents. After all, they were here first, and it appears that neither of us are leaving anytime soon. I've learned to watch my step and to know the difference between the triangle and round-shaped snakeheads, to keep a badminton racket and a .22 handy, and to be grateful for souls braver than myself. Swinging on my hammock outside in the breeze, lazy afternoon. Well, it's quiet here again tonight. No creatures finding themselves where they don't belong for a while. We've been watching an adorable little chipmunk gathering acorns spilled on the patio in the garden. He's been so busy, he doesn't seem to care that we're just a few feet away, enjoying watching his activity. I was thinking about some more great stories I'm itching to tell. Mostly all true, and I'll bet you'd enjoy listening in. I'll save those for another time, but I hope you join me then. Fill a glass with your favorite beverage. Grab a chair. Don't forget the lumbar support. Put your feet up and come porch with me. Until we meet again, it's Pam Collins from the porch, where memories are made and worries are few. My spirit's renewed from this lazy lazy afternoon. All I really need is a good book to read. Swinging on my hammock outside in the breeze. Welcome to the porch, where, as the saying goes, we sit long, preferably with a companion, talk much, or little, depending on the mood, and we laugh often. It's where we listen to the birds in the morning, and the crickets at night. It's where we shoot the breeze, solve world problems, make music, and tell the occasional tall tale. Or sometimes we just sit for a spell and find rest for the soul. Here at the Collins home, we just call it porching.
Here in my heart, I know that it's true. Good things in life, things we choose like this.
It's been a busy couple days, and I'm looking forward to some porch therapy with you. I'm Pam, also known as the Bee Lady, and today I've been thinking about some unwanted visitors that we had and how we let them know. Yellow jacket stings hurt a lot. I've been stung by honeybees plenty of times. It sort of comes with the territory once you decide to become a beekeeper. And yes, they hurt too. But they are nothing like the pokes from those nasty, elongated, bright yellow and black demons that go crazy this time of year. Honeybee stings are more like a sharp prick, followed by a bit of swelling, and within a day or two, we're usually good. There'd better be a good reason for one of those girls to attack. Their stinger is barbed, which means it gets stuck in the body of its victim, and it's ripped out of the bee's abdomen as it flies away. A honeybee can only sting once, and then it dies. But wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, those buggers have smooth stingers. They can, and do, sting quickly and repeatedly. And then they fly away, ready to do it again. Honeybees will sting only if they are threatened and need to protect themselves or the hive. In fact, I really can't blame them for getting a bit angry when we lift off their roof right off the frame, even if it is with the best of helpful intentions. Yellow jackets, on the other hand, seem to do it just for pure meanness. Earlier this week, I was enjoying a cup of coffee on my porch. It's fall, and we've been noticing more yellow jackets buzzing about than usual. But we figured if we don't bother them, they won't bother us. Wrong. As I set my arm down, there was a sudden hot, searing pain. I never even saw the perpetrator. But the inside of my lower arm immediately began forming a welt. And sticking out from the center of the growing circle was a skinny black sliver. Which is surprising, actually, as yellow jackets rarely leave their stinger behind. And as I grabbed the tweezer and pulled it out, I'm sure I injected more venom into the wound. But I knew I had to get it out quickly. Later, I could see several minuscule punctures right near the main one. That varmint got me good. That evening, my arm was sporting a 3-inch swollen area surrounded by a dark red ring. And by the next morning, the red puffiness extended from my wrist almost to my inner elbow, hot and burning and sore. Ice relieved some of the pain and inflammation, and I applied lots of plantain salve and took Benadryl. If your yard is like mine, the plantain weed shouldn't be difficult to find. Or you can do what I did and order the salve online. But this is what I wish I had done. And I was thinking it would be worth sharing with you all. A while back, a friend was stung multiple times, and my Eagle Scout son-in-law just happened to be here. And of course, he was prepared. He pulled out the niftiest device. It's called the bug bite thing. I later found one at Walmart in the first aid section. You place the tip on the bite and squeeze the syringe, which creates a vacuum. And then you hold it there for, 20 seconds, then release. It's amazing. It pulls out the venom and, I understand, even the stinger. We did this immediately with my friend, and we were happily surprised by the mild after effects. Of course, when I needed one myself, it was still on my shopping list. The swelling is finally going down. Still hurts and itches like crazy, but I'll survive this one. But while we're on the topic, I'm reminded of another helpful tip we've used for dealing with stinging critters. Ground wasps. Oh, they are mean. They once attacked my grandson and me right in my own garden. The entire colony soon came to regret it. Listen, it doesn't matter that you've got stingers. You don't mess with a mama bear and her grandbabies. Here's what's happened. We realized we were in trouble when my precious toddler began crying out and frantically slapping the air. I scooped him up and we ran for the house, but not before both of us got zapped multiple times. First, we applied some purification essential oil to the multiple stings, and it provided instant relief, thank goodness. We reapplied that several times that day. And once he'd settled down in the comfort of Grandpa's lap, we took care of business. We added a dozen or so drops of peppermint essential oil to a kettle of boiling water. Whew! Those vapors are potent. We poured it into the hive entrance, and it immediately wiped out the entire underground colony, just like that. You're welcome. Well, it's quiet here tonight. Now that it's dark, the wasps have all disappeared, and they've been replaced by the mosquitoes. We found an awesome citronella stick candle we're trying out tonight. Oh, they sure are pretty, if nothing else. It's so still tonight, and the crickets are singing. Ah, it's all good. I was just thinking of some more great stories I'm itching to tell, mostly all true. And you might enjoy listening in, but we'll have to save those for another time. I hope you join me then. Fill a glass with your favorite beverage. Grab a chair, don't forget the lumbar support. Put your feet up and come porch with me. Until we meet again, it's Pam Collins from the porch, where memories are made and worries are few.